Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. I'm so thrilled that you're here today. If you're new to these, we spend about 4 or 5 minutes every single weekday, and our prayer truly is that you'd find this helpful, that you'd find it encouraging, that it'd give you a thought as you launch into your day that would help focus you. And today, that's what I'm really praying for. On Tuesday, I tried to tie in a little bit to Pastor Chuck's teaching on Sunday as we think about this idea of prayer. And one of the things that we believe around here as a team at Sugar Hill Church is that God has a best for your life. He absolutely has a best for your life. And our prayer is for all of us, myself included, that we would discover that best and we would live it out. And that's part of what happens when we pray. When we worship God and when we pray, it's almost as if we're letting go and we're relinquishing control and we're saying, God, I know you have a best. In fact, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10, Jesus teaches us that when we pray, we should seek out God's best. He says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That phrase, your will be done, is a realization that God has a plan, that God has a best. In fact, when you read Romans 12:2, it reminds us that not only does God have a best, but he's got a best for your life, for my life. Romans 12:2 says that that plan, that best is good and it's perfect and it fits you. And so part of connecting with God in prayer is to say, God, what is your best for me? God, what do you want me to do? God, I want to do your will today. See, the disconnect that we have is to realize that God's will is being done perfectly today in heaven. It is being lived out. The problem on earth is that that will is not always being done. And so that's part of the reason why we pray, God, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're saying, God, I want to submit to you. God, I want to let go of control. God, I want to know your best, and I want to live it out. Now, I realize that it's not just the words, it's the attitude that drives those words. Because you could say, your will be done. God, your best be done. But you could say it from a couple of different postures. The first posture is the posture of resentment. God, your will be done, but I don't like it. Another posture is the posture of resignation. Your will be done because I can't help it. Or there's a third posture, a posture of anticipation that says, God, your will be done because I know it is the best. And that's what I want for my life today. On earth, our earthly fathers may not always know what's best, but we can trust that our heavenly Father does. And that's what it means to say, God, your will be done. God, I believe you have a best. God, would you help me to live it out? And so I want to invite you even now to pray this prayer with me. I'll say part of it and give you a chance to say it out loud wherever you are. But just pray this simple prayer today. God, I know your will for my life is better than anything I could imagine. God, would you help me to discover your best? God, would you help me to live your best? I give you my life. I want your will to be done in my life today. Let's be people that seek to know God's best and to live it out. And the best way I know to do that is to start today with that prayer. Man, I hope you have a fantastic day. If you haven't made plans yet for Sunday, we hope you'll join us for Sugar Hill Church online at home at live.sugarhill.church at 9:30, 11, and 5, and in Espanol at 11. In English, we're continuing our teaching series called Unstoppable, and Pastor Chuck has a fantastic word about faith for us this week. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.